I'm Jessica Rex Schaefer, and I'm part of the Radical Homosexual Agenda. We are having a parade without a permit. This is our third one, and we're out here to celebrate liberation on the 40th anniversary of Pride. We're also saying that what happened 40 years ago, we still have a long way to go. The police are still out harassing, arresting, abusing, and we didn't take it 40 years ago. We're not going to take it now.
What happened as far as the harassment and the abuse?
Harassment and abuse has gone on for many years regarding public assembly, and a perfect case is the Republican National Convention, where 1,800 people were arrested, and the main charge was parading without a permit. Now, this was thrown out by a judge for being unconstitutional, and the police went and wrote an edict in negotiation with Christine Quinn, the city council speaker, who herself was a former activist, and she sided with the police and said, if you want to assemble and there's more than 50 people, you have to have a permit, and if you don't, you're subject to arrest.
So you're testing the First Amendment rights to assembly?
We are not testing, we are asserting our First Amendment rights.
And what happened in the past years?
Well, in the past years, there's also been harassment of queers in general and targeting of queers, most notably in the Village, in the 8th Avenue porn shops. There's been entrapment of people. The NYPD Vice Squad is actually now working at the behest of landlords to get out people who they feel are undesirable so they can raise the rents in those apartments. They beat up two lesbians in Brooklyn just last month.
Marchers paraded from Washington Square along Waverly Place, past the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street, dancing at the intersections, making brisk turns to confuse the police escort, which appeared under orders to stand down, and finally went down 10th Street to the fountain on the pier, where I spoke with Benjamin Shepherd.
What does the Stonewall Rebellion represent? You think gays and lesbians playing a special role in the progressive community?
Always, always. But I mean, biology isn't destiny. You know, they're conservative gays and they're radical social justice-minded queers. But I do know that in movements, queers have consistently taken a lead. No matter what movement, anti-war movement, AIDS activism, environment, I see queers taking the lead. Any kind of organizing I see.
And in past years, there was a lot of progress in LGBT issues, but with the election of Barack Obama, I thought that maybe same-sex marriage was going to succeed. And then also, you know, don't ask, don't tell the military.
I'm an old-fashioned queer activist. I'm not as interested in looking at the marriage issue and people's rights to join the army. I'm interested in a movement that critiques militarism. I am not interested in people having the right to go kill people abroad.
Is there a debate in the LGBT community regarding this?
Of course, of course. And I respect lots of people with different points of view. But I'm telling you, as an activist myself, I'm much more interested in civil liberties, healthcare, work in coalition with multiple movements. And that's what's sort of exciting about being part of this movement over all these years. And it's a movement of people saying everybody needs a chance to have healthcare. Everybody needs a chance to be free. I mean, women need access and freedom to their own bodies, freedom from the state to stay off their backs. Queers need the right to not get arrested in cruising. We need to have freedom in broad, broad, broad kinds of ways. And I think that's what queers bring to this movement.
You'll be back next year?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
For the WBAI Sunday News in the West Village, this is Fred Nguyen.